we're back on Veterans Radio, and I had the opportunity to talk with Brian Rooney, who's an attorney with the Thomas More Law Center, and he has been involved in the case of Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Chisani, who is about the only Marine left that's still being charged with misconduct in about a battle that occurred in Haditha in Iraq. And we're going to play this interview right now. Hopefully the sound quality is okay. So, Bob, go right ahead.
Okay. I'm talking with Brian Rooney of the Thomas More Law Center here, and we wanted to kind of get an update here on the Lieutenant Colonel Chisani.
I got it all the way up.
Okay. We'll kind of go back to that. Let me just cover what Brian was saying, and I apologize to him. That's the technical quality of my work sometimes. Anyways, Marine Lieutenant Colonel Chisani won another round in this battle against the government and prosecution. On Wednesday evening, the Navy Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals in Washington, D.C. denied without comment the government's motion for reconsideration. That means that they want to drop all charges. Government prosecutors still have 60 days in which they can go back and try and reinstate this lawsuit, which I think is, well, we all know, we all don't agree with this. Lieutenant Colonel Chisani was not there, and they're accusing him of covering up, and there's all kinds of things that are going on there. But it's been 4 years he's been fighting this case, and taken 4 years out of his career. I was talking with Brian. He had told me that if he is reinstated, then he should be able to go back and get the promotions and things that he would normally be entitled to. If they continue going on, they're afraid that he may end up having to retire.
Is he being held?
No, he's not being held. I don't know. You know, the military thing is that it's kind of like he's out on bail. He has a job. He's out in Camp Pendleton, I believe. But he's got a desk job, and he's been to Iraq 3 times. He was in Gulf War I. I mean, this is a very honorable man. 6 children. Anyway, it's a sad story when they keep trying to make this guy a scapegoat. The problem really came down to was that the commanding general who was in charge of the investigation was also involved in deciding who was going to be the court-martial staff and some other issues. So there was a conflict of interest going on there. And Brian pointed out that this is one of the main issues that was occurring. And they have dropped all the charges against every one of the Marines except for one sergeant. And he seems to feel that for whatever reason that they're on this vendetta to get one of the two of these people to there's political pressure there, too, because during this battle in Haditha, civilians were killed, unfortunately, but we knew at the time that the insurgents were using men and women as shields, and
putting them right out,
you know, and unfortunately that some of them got killed. And this is, war is ugly, folks, and there's nothing that we can do about it sometimes. And so hopefully we'll get this up to date. I'll get another interview with Brian when I can get the volume up.
I think that the rules of engagement, maybe you might want to touch on that, have changed.
They have. I mean, you have to be under direct physical threat, and there are so many different things out there that we really can't get into it too much. What I'll try to do, as I said, is we'll get Brian back on again sometimes when I can get the volume up and we can get that. But in the meantime, we do have somebody we can talk to about some of the issues that do occur in here, and that's my good friend Elliot Storm, author of These Scars Are Sacred. Elliot, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Dale. Welcome home. Dale, welcome home, Bob, and welcome home all my brothers out there and sisters now.
Well, things are really happening in the world of Elliot Storm. We know that you kind of caused your own anyway, but Elliot is the author of These Scars Are Sacred, which to every veteran and every family member out there, it's a book that you really need to read. And not only does it explain or help you understand some of the things that you might have gone through, it will help your family understand. And Elliot's got a new book coming out pretty soon. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Well, before we go there, Dale, I'd like to say something to Keith. I called in. Bob put me on hold quick. You know, we've got a beautiful friend out in California by the name of Bill Dietzel.
Right.
And who now has a TV show. And Bill is looking for DVDs to be sent out to him so he can play them in the streets of California. So let's get Keith hooked up with Mr.
Absolutely,
Dietzel.
Absolutely, because Bill Dietzel is the publisher of the Veteran right? It's the Veterans Magazine.
Veterans Magazine. He sponsored my tour to California last year.
Right.
But Bill's been talking to me about his new TV show, and it's, can I say the cable number name?
Sure, go right ahead.
Comcast.
Oh, I've heard of them.
I thought you would. They're playing it all through California, and Bill called me and said, hey, Elliot, how about some films? And if you know any other vets or making documentaries, things like that, get them in touch with me. I'll play them on the air out here.
We've got this is kind of providential, I guess. Our next guest, Joyce Faulkner, is the president of the Military Writers Society of America, which is somebody I want to put you in touch with. But hopefully next week, we're going to have some representatives from the GI Film Festival. There's a GI Great. Film Festival going on in Washington, D.C. on the 16th, I believe. And a number of the people that we've had on our program, the Donut Dollies documentary is going to be shown at this. It's called A Touch of Home. That's by Arrowhead Productions. Cheryl Fries is involved with that. And then we've also had Shakey's Hill. This is a guy who's out in California who followed along with troops in Vietnam right over their shoulder. He's Australian, I believe, originally. It's an incredible documentary. So I think we can work something out here, Elliot.
Great. Now on to what I'm doing now, and I'm writing a new one, and it's just about done. We're tightening it up. It's called, so far the name of it is, Invisible Scars Are Sacred. And it deals with the triggers that you and I and folks like Bob and everyone else has. It's going to be a novel, and I'll try something unique. Every chapter is, instead of the book being dedicated to one or two people, every chapter is dedicated to someone who helped me along the first time around. And, gosh, your chapter's named Eleanor Rigby. All the lonely people, where are they now?
I'm so very honored, Elliot. Thank you.
Well, you helped me along with our tour to Michigan last year, Dale, and sacred, these scars are sacred is still moving for quite well. We're doing seminars now on PTSD, and I brought in a pack of people. We call the Vet Pack, and we're doing them all over the place, and people have been quite receptive, and of course, a lot of them have read the novel, and they're in tune with us, and thanks to you and Bob and folks like you, just kind of pushed that thing for me. You know, we were talking about how to get books out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed. I have, at this point, 72 corporate sponsors who buy our books by the lot and send them all out to VAs and all through the country. And it says on the first cover, donated by whatever company name, and they give them out. So we've been blessed in that point. And, you know, we're still going to bookstores and doing our thing there also.
Well, we know that, you know, that we've got both coasts covered. We want to make sure that we get this book out into the middle of America. And I know that you are going to be coming out here in July.
Looking forward to it.
And we're excited to have you out here again. We'll be talking to you for sure. Can you give me some dates on that? This is for the local Michigan people.
Well, it's not local only. It's the Indian powwow out there. We had a real nice gal who came to one of our universities when I was out there last spring, and she heard us talk and watched our PowerPoint, and she told me she has an Indian powwow of all the northern Indians every year and on 4th of July, and they like to have me as their guest speaker this year. So Deb and I, we prayed about it, thought about it, and said, why not? Let's do it. I love Michigan anyway. So we're going to go out there it's going to be probably the 1st through the 4th.
Okay. And do you know where in Michigan you're going to be?
It's on the reservation. She hasn't given you an address yet, Dale.
I'm not sure. I was talking with Bob this earlier today because we were trying to figure out, you know, gee, wouldn't it be great if we could take some portable equipment out there and do a show from the powwow and figure out how we can do that. I've got a call coming in.
Deb does all the driving in the motorhome, so talk to her where it's at.
I will. Hold on just a second here. We're going to talk with Rick from Adrian. Rick, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you. Welcome home.
Welcome home, sir.
Your guest was mentioning a TV show in California.
Yes.
That wanted videos. What's the address to send them?
Well, if you go on to Dale's website, it's veteransmagazine.com, I think.
I think I've got a link on there.
Do you have it, Dale?
For veteransmagazine.com. William Dietzel, he's out in L.A., isn't he?
No, Fresno.
Fresno, okay. But we'll if it's not up there, we'll get it on there now, or you can send me an email to Dale at Veterans Radio, and I'll get it to you.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's exciting. Bill Dietzel, I don't think you've met the man personally.
No, not yet.
But this man is in his 70s, and, brother, he moves faster than me. He is just a go-getter. Love the man dearly.
Elliot, we're talking with Elliot Storm, the author of These Scars Are Sacred, and one of the things that I've found out, Elliot, even after meeting you, is it's people that our age that have suddenly rediscovered this passion for their time in the military and how they want to get these stories out to people so that they understand. Keith mentioned something earlier in our interview about, you know, people have their backs while they're in the service, and we want to make sure that we have the backs of all the veterans today, even when they're out.
And my emails are always back to back, Dale.
That's right, and that's what we're trying to do is just protect, and not only protect and defend the country, we want to protect and defend all those warriors who have been out there.
Well, you've been doing some great things. We, of course, I listen to the show when it's available, and we're not on the road. And you've got some exciting shows. I mean, some of your archives are just tremendous. And I'd like to tell your listeners, if there's go to your archive and there's something of interest, listen to it. You got to excuse my voice right now. My allergies are driving me nuts.
That's okay, Elliot. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour anyway. I want to thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio again, and we will have you and your whole crew on sometime in the next couple of weeks.
God bless you, Dale and Bob. God bless you both. Welcome home and keep up the good work, and I'll be listening in. Thanks, Rose.
Regards to Deb.
Bye-bye.
Right. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be back in just a moment with the president of the Military Writers Society of America.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Sergeant David Bleek, although a medical aid man, killed 3 North Korean soldiers and disarmed 2 more. Details after this.